It's time to have a chat to Lauren Platt. Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, very good, thank you. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
So let's just start. Well done.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
For people who don't know, Lauren is through to the live shows of The X Factor 2014. It was on telly Sunday night. So yeah, we found out then. So let's talk about Judges' Houses. It was filmed in Nice in the south of France.
Yes.
And the first thing I want to talk about is the guest judge.
Yeah.
Incredible. Tiny Temper. What was it like meeting Tiny Temper?
It was just so surreal. Like, it's like they're like all waxwork figures, and you don't think, like, you feel like you're in Madame Tussauds.
He has got good skin, so he does look a bit waxwork.
Like, it just doesn't seem like it could be real. Like, I don't stand in front of Tiny Temper, if you know what I mean. Like, people like me don't sing for Tiny Temper.
Yeah, so you say it's daunting standing in front of him. What is it like then singing in front of Cheryl Cole and Tiny Temper?
Absolutely ridiculous. Just so crazy. It's the most amazing opportunity I've ever had in my whole entire life.
And when you came on the show last time, we did the quiz to find out which judge you'd be, and you actually got Cheryl, and she turned out to be your mentor.
Yes.
It's weird fate.
I know, it is fate. I think you gave me Cheryl.
Well, it was filmed before. I wouldn't like to take credit, but... So you sung Beneath Your Beautiful. Why did you choose that to sing at Judges' Houses?
I think it's very sort of like my... The version that I did was just a very exposed sort of song, and that was sort of like my surroundings. Like, I was outside. It was quite a personal audition rather than when I was at Wembley and singing in front of 5,000 people. It was just in front of two people. So it's quite an exposed song. So it sort of matched my surroundings and sort of how I was feeling at the time.
Well, was it quite hard to tell what Tiny was thinking behind the sunglasses?
So hard.
Because when you watched it, you can't tell anything behind the sunglasses.
Yeah, I gave up in the end.
You're trying to look at them whilst you're singing, thinking, are they enjoying it?
Yeah.
Are they hating it?
Yeah, I was like, is he frowning behind the glass? Crazy.
Are you in the X Factor house now, this week?
Yes.
So this week, is it just basically rehearse, rehearse, rehearse?
Loads of stuff. Like, I've been in there for a week now already. I think like that week was just sort of to ease us into it. And we did like some rehearsing and stuff. But I think this week it's going to get tough because obviously we are leading up to the first live show now. It's going to be like loads of rehearsals, loads of choreography, filming, stuff like that.
Has it sort of sunk in yet? Because I know all the other stuff has been pre-recorded, but Saturday night, you're singing live on ITV in front of, I don't know, 8 million people. Has it sunk in yet?
I don't think it ever will sink in, to be honest. I don't think it'll ever, like, fully sink in.
Okay, so you're in the house now. What's it like hanging with everyone? I imagine it's quite hectic in the house with everyone.
It's hectic, but it's, like, such a good hectic. Like, I don't think I could have been put with, like, a better bunch of people to live with. And that's not just because I live with them and they're going to hear this. Like, that's because I genuinely mean it.
So you got through with the girls. You got through with Chloe.
Yes.
There's lots of controversy about her, shall we put it that way, about her going through to live shows. What is she like off camera?
She's an absolute darling.
A darling?
She's an absolute darling. She's so considerate of other people, and she'd put anyone before herself. She's not selfish at all in the slightest. She's a really lovely person. I share a room with her. I get on like a house on fire with her, so...
So yeah, you're through to the live shows now. Have your family got the whole T-shirts with your face on, Vote Lauren? Has the campaign started?
My mum went and got all the posters today. My family knew that I was through to live shows before anyone else did. So they had them made. And my mum went to pick them up today, and she's spending the whole day walking around the shops, putting them in the shops and putting them through letterboxes and stuff like that.
So Billericay, if you go around Billericay now, it's just going to be your face.
Yeah.
Is that quite weird?
I get one of those like shirt thumb things, like, you know, when you shoot it. And it puts a shirt on someone.
Oh,
that
yeah.
With my face on it.
Yeah, that should be done. That's not been done on X Factor before, I don't think.
I know.
Your mum is on it.
My mum is definitely on it.
We can't talk too much about the weekend, but who would you say at the moment, do you look at a couple of people and go, they're my biggest competition in terms of winning it now? Because now you're through to live, I think naturally you are going to start thinking about winning it.
I look at pretty much everyone, and I know, I look at pretty much everyone, and I think they're my competition in terms of winning it. And I know that everyone else feels the same as well. Like, I can't remember the last year that there was like this much talent on the show.
I don't know, the year with Wagner was quite good.
Yeah.
He was good.
Actually. Yeah, he was sick.
He was probably the best thing ever.
Yeah. so I think everyone's sort of nervous about it, about how much talent's in the house. But obviously everyone living together makes it a lot easier because we know how it works. Like, we obviously know it's a competition, but we know that we live together, we're friends as well. So, yeah.
And finally, now you are through to the live shows, any closer to a fan name for your fans? Because Twitter's obviously going to get more and more mental week as the weeks go on.
It is. I still haven't got one, but I am going to do like a little thing in the house, and I'm going to get each contestant to write one down, and I'm going to pick my favourite one.
So yeah, thanks for chatting. I know that like this week's really busy, so I really do appreciate your time, and obviously best
That's
of luck.
Right. Thank you so much.
We're definitely backing you to win it, so best of luck.
Thank you very much. Thank you.